Jason Derulo and Adam Levine with Lifestyle.
What an interesting combination for you on Algoa FM. Now it's time for us to talk about another combination. This combination is a force to be reckoned with in the South African music industry. They come from opposite ends of the country, this duo. Yeah. They come from opposite ends of the musical spectrum, one from rock and pop and that sort of genre. The other one comes from bass and
dubstep.
Drum and beat and dubstep and DJing. The two of them have been smashed together. They've called themselves a couple of weirdos from opposite ends of the spectrum who got together. They are collectively known as New Hero, and we're about to get an inside look at their brand new track on the line from Johannesburg, South Africa. Scotty Moore from New Hero. How's Joburg today?
How's it going, man? It's actually quite sunny. We were speaking for about 5 minutes, and I thought we were here. So, yeah.
Well, we're getting blown away on this end, not only by the wind, but also by the new track from New Hero. Your previous tracks have gotten a lot of love on Algoa FM here in the Eastern Cape, and we're excited to be looking at the new track. Yeah, but firstly, we've been talking about the two members of New Hero. Just for folks who don't know New Hero, talk to me about yourself and the other half, Grimehouse. Firstly, how do you come together from these opposite ends of the spectrum and these different personalities?
Well, I'll tell you what, we used to be good friends back in the day. We used to play at the same club, sweep the floors, and hope that we'd get a DJ set.
All right.
Then it was Hard House we were playing. I'm sure giving away my age here. But then I went on to do the band thing, and he went on to do the Grimehouse thing. And then we always said one day we were going to work together. And I think it was just after Reverb were nominated for Osama, then we said, you know what, now, I think it was about 2016, we said, now's the time. And we never knew what we were going to do or how we were going to do it. We just decided to get in the studio and just make some music.
And since that time, you've played at places like H2O with Major Lazer, you've played Cape Town, you've played the Cocoa Valley Festival, Rage, close in our side of the world, at the Rage, you've played Sunflower Fest in Mozambique, you've been all over the place, crowds of up to 20,000 people. Do you remember those days?
I'm actually struggling to remember those days. As I said, this feels like a gig for me. I was cool almost before. It's been on stage.
Yeah, it's true, eh? But nervy, but it's okay. Look, how are you feeling about this song? Because I've got a bit of a suspicion that we're actually getting in ahead of the rest of the world. Is that true?
You are.
When's it getting released?
It's getting released tomorrow. So I think you guys are giving it the first play.
First play on Algoa FM.
Not only the first play on Algoa FM, the first play in the country.
You guys always owe the love. So we really appreciate you guys.
Nice getting the love back from New Hero.
Yeah, so talking about the track, it's titled Smiling. And I mean, a lot of people have been dealing with quite a bit emotionally, financially, physically since last year throughout the pandemic. Can you tell us a little bit about the track, the concept behind Smiling?
Well, I'll tell you what, though. And let me be open and honest. You know, last year I suffered really badly from depression.
Yep.
And I think a lot of musicians did. I think a lot of people did. It felt like my identity was sort of taken away from me, you know. I was so used to going and playing gigs. I mean, we're attention seekers as musicians, you know. And sitting at home, it felt like Groundhog Day, and Keaton was sending me music, and we thought, this is the perfect time to write an album, man. But I just had no inspiration, and I couldn't write. And I couldn't bring myself to do it. And I know there's probably a lot of people out there, you know, people lost family members, and people lost their jobs. You know, it wasn't a good year for all of us.
Yep.
But then in December, you know, I sort of pulled myself together, and I've got to give a lot of it to my wife as well. You know, she pulled me out of it. She was there for me, you know, and she understood. And I found this old piece of piano, and I decided to write Smiling, and it was pretty much just about my experience. And I hope it relates. I hope people can relate to it in a sense where, you know, with the lyric, there's always sunshine when you're smiling.
Yes, that's
so
you
can bring it, yeah. So you got to do it on purpose. It doesn't just arrive. It's a powerful theme we've seen with a lot of international and national artists at the moment, examining this culture of mental health awareness about contributing to your own recovery from these things. We can't stop the stuff that brings us down, but we can definitely address our approach to it. So smiling,
all about that. You have to ask for help.
Yep. You have to ask. Yes.
You can't do it yourself. You can't keep it inside you. You need to admit, you know, it's not a weakness. The way we look after our bodies is the same way you look after your mind. You've got to ask for help. And, you know, when I did that, things started to come right for me. And I think I portrayed this into the song. And if you guys who are listening, if you like this song, please let them know, because we'd love to hear it on the playlist.
Fantastic. Yes, and then also, in terms of finding the song, if someone's listening to it now, it's only going to be released tomorrow, but where will they be able to find it as of tomorrow?
Absolutely everywhere. We're shooting a music video next week at Kahakama in Cape Town. So it'll be on it'll be up on YouTube, it'll be on Spotify, it'll be everywhere, Facebook, anywhere you'll find it. But we will be doing a music video for it as well.
And where do we find you guys? What's your handle?
You can find us at New Hero Band on Instagram and on Facebook. That's where we don't really use Twitter that much. Does anyone really anymore? Apparently you guys only use Telegram. I'm trying to get all my the WhatsApp in. I'm WhatsApping, Tobin, you like the song.
Yes, WhatsApp.
Well, listen, even Donald Trump's off Twitter, so don't worry, it's fine, okay?
Times have changed.
New Hero, yeah. Scotty Moore from New Hero, please send our regards to your other half of the band, Grimehouse. Give us a little intro, if you will. This is the first play on I'll Go FM. Would you mind introing the song Smiling? Go for it.
Guys, this is our new single. It's called Smiling. It comes from our heart to your ears, and we hope you enjoy it.